Tonight on Ice Road Truckers. VP Express tries to crush the competition.
This is our trip.
But the winter roads.
We got to get the f*** out of Dodge before I freeze to death.
Show no mercy.
This is ridiculous. I'm working for f***ing clowns.
I'm tired of the f***ing around and I'm going to do it myself.
And at Polar Industries.
Whoa! This thing's about to go off the edge.
It's go big. Or go home. In the war to take over the winter roads.
Let's go! Gotta get rolling here.
Polar Industries has taken a narrow lead. But 650 miles north.
We're gonna make some good time today, but look at this first stretch of road here. So we're gonna give her a shot.
VP Express boss Hugh Rowland is looking to settle the score.
Everything's been going pretty smooth this morning. We're just gonna kind of see how it goes.
This is our trip. We're showing them that I can really handle this, eh? Hopefully we're going to do well and things will be fine.
And now that Hugh's got his employees working together, they need to race back to Winnipeg to keep pace with Polar.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got all these, we got WSAGMAC tied up because they like us. We've been doing what they want done and we're doing it as they want it done.
Right. I'm blowing cold air all of a sudden.
We got no heat. I don't know what the f*** is going on here.
At 40 below with no heater, the temperature in Hugh's cab plummets with every mile.
Something's happened. We might have to dress up warm for the trip home. That sucks.
I think this morning is 38 below, eh? It's always below, eh? Lots of old steam coming out of them stacks up there this morning, by luck. It means it's cold out.
The boss isn't the only one feeling the wrath of the winter road.
The truck seems to be losing power. I don't understand this. Truck?
Yeah, we gotta stop. Everybody's at a stop. That's awesome.
I don't have no heater in here, so my drinking water are all frozen in block ice. But we gotta get the f*** out of Dodge before I freeze to death.
While Hugh races to Winnipeg.
Well, the old crow's nest is with me again.
Art's stuck with a broken down rig for the second time this season.
Art there, he's broke down. And the weather temperature that we're in now, it's not looking very good.
Start losing power, losing power, losing power. She froze right up solid. And hopefully we're going to get her started. Let's go try her.
Now we already got the key on. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, that's no good.
Did it light up?
Not a lick.
We definitely got short in the truck, popped some fuses besides. The batteries are absolutely dead in the water. There's not a bit of juice in any battery. We're going to leave it right where it's at. We're going to load my truck, and we're going to head for home. We're going to get the hell off this ice road so we can get some food in our bellies and get warmed up and get out of here.
I'm not in leaving my truck behind.
It's a situation and the whole thing sucks, but the bottom line is no, we don't want to sacrifice, you know, we don't want anybody getting hurt out here or anything, anybody's lives in jeopardy over a freaking broke down truck.
You can go if you want.
Well, you know what? I'm looking out for my best interests and yours also. You know, I don't want anything to happen to you out here by yourself.
Okay, okay, okay. Here's the deal. Let's off then. Let's leave.
All right.
And we're out of here.
All right, good.
Art's second run comes to an end. And now he's being hauled off the winter roads with his future at VP Express still in doubt.
Well, buddy, this is the truth and right from the heart. I didn't want to leave that truck there.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't, Art.
Not a bit of it.
A 120 miles west lies the newly opened road to Oxford House. Packed with tight corners, fresh ice crossings, and narrow passageways, the remote trail is a threat to even the most skilled drivers.
Taking this grader to Oxford House right now. And they need it. The smoothest road out.
Polar driver Lisa Kelly is the first to brave this road, hauling her heaviest load yet, a 15-ton grader.
The wing blade on the side of the grader is 10, 15 feet maybe long. And I think it's swinging around. I'm definitely going to have to keep an eye on it. Gosh. This is a narrow bridge. I'm not so sure this is gonna fit.
The grader and blade are wider than the bridge. If Lisa tries to cross, she could damage the load, destroy the bridge, or end up stranded in the wilderness.
I'm gonna have to pull over here. For sure. And now I'm looking, and that blade's hanging out pretty far, because I'm going to have to do something so I can get some fit through the bridge, because this is a very wide load, and my dimensions keep changing every time that thing swings around. So I'd like to be as narrow as possible. I'm going to try to tie this blade back so I can fit across the bridge. There's no way around it, otherwise I'm just going to take that wing blade and just scrape it all the way down the girders of the bridge. Plan B, really hard work. My goal is to try to pin it back to something without destroying it. And if you leave slack in the chain, which is most definitely going to be because I'm weak, snap the chain, and I only have one chain. Yeah, now I just need a lasso. But I'm going to reach it. It's totally not going to work. It works in the movies, right? Yeah! A rock! First try. I hit it perfect! I'm gonna have to like run it over this thing and through here and over to the other side in order to really get it tight down. Ow. Hit me in the face. I'm gonna fall on my ass. See if I go fit across the bridge now. Tally-ho. Toodaloo.
Lisa's fix shaved a few feet off the load. But until she goes across, there's no way to know if it'll be enough or if the chain will hold.
But still, just crappy. Oh, it's moving so much. Okay, here's the bridge. I'm just gonna go slow right here because I want to make sure that I fit. If So I made it across the bridge, but I would not have made it across the bridge if I would have not have tied it down like that. For sure. I think we pulled about 5-6 feet off our width. Really glad I did, because if I tried to get up to that bridge and cross it without seeing that blade, I could have taken out like the whole side of the bridge.
While Lisa continues into unknown country, 100 miles away in the town of Norway House, VP Express drivers Todd Dewey and Art Burke are off the winter road.
He wants me to get rolling, get back on the road, and get back. So it looks like probably going to end up having to just leave you here until Vlad shows up.
And boss Vlad Plescott is on his way to get Art's truck running.
Hopefully you get your truck rolling today and you'll be right behind me. So
yes, bye. We'll see you in Winnipeg, eh?
Okay, Art. Okay. See ya.
Todd's going back to headquarters, while Art waits for the mad Russian.
Yes, bye. Okay. Vlad couldn't make it to the parking lot. He's down at the end of the ice road. Couldn't come here. There's a big parking lot out there you can land a plane in. But Vlad, he's down there parked at the end of the ice road, about 3/4 of a mile away. So I gotta take my gear now and walk down there, because you can't turn the truck around and come and get me. So I don't have to tell you I'm pressed down with this. So now I'm going up and hitchhike down the road, eh? Got this ice road trucking? This a good company? Boy, would anybody normal work for these people? Think about it. He drove right by the Norway House, man, and didn't even stop to get me. No, well, that's where I was. Another prick move. Look at the distance I had to turn around, man. Look at all the distance. Well, to turn this truck around. Instead, I had to walk down here, eh? Tell me there's nothing wrong with this picture. Well, this is ridiculous. I'm working for clowns. This is gonna be rough.
Coming up.
Where the hell are we?
The ice road's full of surprises. Back to VP Express.
I am physically and emotionally completely exhausted on this first trip here.
Todd Dewey's only on his first trip with the new company, and he was left behind by the boss to deal with Art Burke's broken down rig.
You know, we got a breakdown. You know, I didn't want to leave the guy broke down. He was with us, and he, it kind of felt to me like he really didn't give a shit if we sat there for 4 days on the ice road by ourselves or not. You know what, when you have an employee or a couple guys you're running with, you know, breaking down on the ice road where it's 40 below, no heat, you know, low on food, you know, you don't just turn your back and say, well, good luck, I'm taking my truck and I'll see you guys whenever you get back, you know. That don't sit right with me. I'm just not that type of person, you know. Nobody's life is worth that broke down truck sitting on the side of the ice road. So that's kind of a, you know, big red flag, you know, waved in your face that, you know, you might have a boss that, you know, really don't really give a rat's ass about you. You know, all he wants to do is get his load delivered and make his money, and whether or not you make it there or back is, you know, not his problem. And, you know, so that tells me that, you know, I'm up here, I'm going to have to look out for myself, look out for my well-being, because obviously I'm not going to have anybody there to help me or wait for me if something is to go down. So that's kind of a little bit shady, you know. Makes a guy worry about his new job that, you know, maybe he's not cared for. Supposed to look for each other out here on these roads.
While VP Express is falling apart, back at Puller Industries,
Puller
owner Mark Gahakowicz keeps landing contracts.
Yeah, we can have 4 trucks there on Thursday.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The way it's looking right now for Hugh, it's looking pretty desperate, pretty bad. You know what? When we're rolling out of here full steam ahead and looking for more drivers and trucks, they're sitting there twiddling their thumbs.
Down the street at VP Express. Boss Hugh Rollins just getting back to the office.
How'd you make it?
Your engine can't warm up. You can't get heat.
And his truck is down for repairs.
Took out the seals on the engine fan, so we'll have to replace the engine fan.
Holy
Hugh's losing time to get his new company ahead of Polar. And Art's truck is still stuck on the road.
Hey.
Hey, Huey.
Art, what do you do now?
Last I heard, that truck is pretty pooch. I don't know what he did to it, but I don't know what the hell we're going to end up doing with it.
That guy's nothing but a problem.
It's a friggin' nightmare, you know what I mean? We got all this to haul, we got loads to move, and I got that truck out there, and now we got Vlad with another truck up there, so I got two trucks out of the picture, and it's crazy.
It's half our company's up there because of Art.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to rack it and go. Sooner the better. He's not company material, as far as I'm concerned. We're not running a training school here. We're trying to run a business.
While Hugh struggles to keep VP Express together, Polar keeps racking up loads.
Get it close to the shed. Okay.
That was pretty easy.
Daryl Ward's finishing a morning offload.
All right, looks like maybe I found a backhaul.
And he's gearing up to take on another one.
You know, I have my children, Tara graduate in Reno in college. And, you know, I came out here, I have to make some money. I've got to get back home and put a life together that we can enjoy and spend time together. I'm unloaded.
To pick up the haul.
Off to Benghazi, get a mixer truck.
Daryl's trailblazing another newly opened road.
This is looking right here. Oh, I got myself stuck and bigger than. What the? How's that for a snowbank between me? There's a lot of times you really have to be inventive to get yourself out of the predicament that you get yourself into. Well, I'm gonna have to winch up around that tree, see if it'll pull me sideways.
Daryl's gonna use the winch to pull his truck out of the ditch.
Ooh, little slick out here. Holy deep ass snow, too. I made it. I made it. Hooked to this tree and winched myself back to the road. All right, give that a try. Oh, man, that's tough dragging that cable through the trees. All right. On the road anyway. All right.
Let's see if we can get out of here now. As long as I'm moving forward, I don't need to stop.
With the dangers of the new road waiting ahead, 120 miles north.
I'm down the road on the way to Oxford House.
Polar teammate Lisa Kelly also heads into unfamiliar territory with a 15-ton grader.
It's been a long trip. It's been dragging on and on and on and on. But that's okay, actually, because as long as I'm binding loads and taking them places, just dealing with things that come. And this is my life, you know? This is what I do. And I'm here to work.
To bring this load in for Polar, Lisa's hammering down.
It seems like the road is smoother, and I don't know if it's because of the snow building the chatter bump. I'm actually in high gear, which is amazing.
Coming up.
Things got you off the edge.
Daryl's tipping point.
Whoa!
In the Canadian wilderness, Lisa Kelly's trying to make good time on an unfamiliar road.
Whoa! Holy!
But a sudden hill sent her 15-ton load sliding out of control. And it's landed her in the middle of a river.
Is this an ice road?
It's the last place a driver with a 15-ton haul wants to be.
Oh, yeah, it's cracking. Well, especially when they get close to the cracks. Okay, that's kind of scary. Really confusing because I couldn't see anything. Oh, my gosh. Supposed to make that noise, right? It's cracking like crazy. Okay, that's really hard not to want to go really fast and get off of it. It makes that much noise.
Keeping the ice stable requires a slow and steady speed.
Oh yeah, let me get bumps like right now. Oh yeah, I can't go fast. Clipping along at 90, but suddenly the sign says 10 kilometers. And it like drops off the bank and crosses this river. And then it's like, didn't even say ice crossing, didn't anything. There was no warning. There was like, go 90, go 10. Slamming on the brakes, trying to get down to 10, slid all the way down the hill and practically all the way across the river. It's like, thanks for the warning.
While Lisa finds a surprise around every corner, 100 miles south, BP Express boss Vlad Plescott's hauled Art Burke to his broken-down rig, hoping to get it up and running.
Todd and I were trying it, and like Todd said, he says, even if we get power through, it's not going to work because there was no lights or nothing in the goddamn thing, right? And that's where we left her, buddy.
Now the truck is dead, and we got to change the batteries. Who knows what else?
This is not an easy job. It's a hard job, and you got to have the knowledge and you got to have the experience to do that. And Art just doesn't have that.
Well, we're back at the site. It's about 36 below, and mother, is it cold, man. So Vlad is here, and we're going to see if we can't get this thing going. Here, Vlad, boy. We're going to try our best. If we don't get it going, I'm not sure what the hell is going to happen then. If that cold.
When you pick up a wrench, you can feel it burning into your fingers. I don't really think this is going to happen tonight. I hope it does, but I don't think it is, because even when we get a turnover, we're all froze up and everything, eh? It's not going to go, eh? There's something haywire with the wiring. It's just too many problems, I think.
Right now it's minus 45. I'm tired and I'm running low on hopes.
He's been up too long, so we're gonna sleep in the truck for the night, eh? He's gonna get the bunk and I'm gonna sleep in the passenger seat, I suppose. Oh well, happy days. Tomorrow morning we're gonna hopefully get the thing going and then we're gonna be on our way. This is Ice Road Trucking. Anybody that wants to get involved with this, I highly recommend you call your psychiatrist or your therapist right off the bat.
At the end of a newly opened road.
Well, I might as well go find out what's up.
Polar driver Daryl Ward arrives to pick up his first backhaul of the season.
Yeah, this looks like the right place. You must be
Kevin.
Daryl, how you doing?
Good, yeah?
Not bad. I guess that's what I'm hauling back, huh?
I don't know. We can't get her moving.
Can't get her moving.
We couldn't even budget. I don't know if the air brakes are locked on.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I don't know a whole lot about it, so hopefully you do.
The backhaul was supposed to be extra money for Daryl.
Seriously trying to start it? She ain't gonna fire.
But the frozen 20-ton truck is more than he bargained for.
Not gonna get her running. We can drag it. I will hook up to her to a winch and give her the pull. Backhaul's worth it, but this one is a pain in the ass. I could have been back to Winnipeg and had another load out by the time these idiots get their together. If they wanted this thing hauled out of here, they should have had it ready to go.
Determined to earn the paycheck, Daryl takes matters into his own hands.
All right, I'm going to winch that right out of there is what I'm going to do. All right. I never have to deal with this guy in my normal job.
The truck's free, but Daryl still needs a way to get the 20 tons of dead weight onto his trailer.
Where do we plan on loading this at? What do you got in mind? I got to have a loading ramp or something.
Yeah, we haven't got that far yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know how we're going to get it on here without a ramp.
Hoping you come up with that idea.
Yeah. Oh, these guys are idiots. Holy three-wing circus around here. I'm tired of the around, and I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to load this truck on that trailer, and I'm going to blade myself a loading ramp, and I'm going to winch up her on. I'm going to get her done. I'm going to get her done right now.
Daryl's plan is to winch the massive cement truck onto the trailer with a ramp made of snow.
I'm gonna winch it up on this trailer, and I'm gonna get the out of here. This far, I'm not stopping now. Make sure you're steering straight.
Yeah, Rick, come on.
Come on.
things go from glad to worse.
Did you pull the pin?
I was like a mad woman.
200 miles north of Winnipeg.
Come on.
Polar driver Daryl Ward's about to lose his 20-ton backhaul.
This thing's about to go off the edge. Hang on! Time to chain this down and get the hell out of this town. Headed for Winnipeg. This is why Mark hired me. There isn't anybody else to get this job done. You notice they didn't send VP up here to do this job. I'm the guy that'll run VP out of town. I'm the guy that'll do the jobs that nobody else will. Any load on any road. Time to get out of here, rock and roll.
While Daryl gets rolling with another load for Polar. ...200 miles north, on the road to Wasagamac, VP Express is shut down.
Good morning, ice roads, we love you.
Art's on thin ice with boss Vlad Plescott as they struggle to get the truck up and running.
Well, we slept in Vlad's truck last night. Vlad and I, he had the bunk, and I had the front seat. So I was propped up all night long. Felt like I was in a I wish it had been an electric chair. Wouldn't have been any worse. This gentleman here never talks. We might get her going. We're gonna give her a yank. He's gonna tie a chain on me and tow me backwards, see if he can't jump start me, eh? You all set?
No, that's the U, it looks like a U-bolt.
Oh, I know what you call it. I go, okay, yeah. There's nothing I can do. I just got to stand here, let him do his thing. He doesn't talk, so I don't know what the f*** he's doing. Steph has got more to say. Holy f***, man. I never work with a guy that never says a word. Not a word, ever. Holy f***. Almost like a mad woman. Just don't want to talk, eh?
Everything's frozen.
He didn't realize how much money is involved. My time, truck down, trailer up, loads not being able to be delivered, mechanic time. He wasted a lot of our time and a lot of money to us.
I don't know, it must be go time. I don't know what's going on here. I guess we're hooking it up. No one said a word.
The mad Russians got a plan. Drag the truck out from under the trailer and see if they can pull start it.
Push the yellow one in, she just drops like a motherfucker.
You must be kidding me, man. Did you pull the pin?
Yes, of course I pulled the pin.
Why are we...
What the f***? It bounced back into place or something. I definitely pulled the pin. No, you can't pull it. That was the first thing I did this morning. But we're not winning at all. No go? I'm free now. We're all set now.
Is it?
Yes.
No, let's try again. I did one straight information. And everything is 5 minutes more. even if the question is yes or no.
With the pin out and the trailer free, they're ready to try again.
Come on, dude.
But no luck.
I feel a little pressure and then I feel them release it. But I'm wondering if that's maybe part of the problem. They haven't got enough torque to make them release. But that air problem, that seems similar to what we had the last time.
Yeah, okay, well.
I don't know, buddy. So I'm just telling you what I know, but it's not very much.
Okay, what we're going to do is, we got to go to the side, Mark. I'm going to put you on the plane and send you to manufacturing.
Holy crap. We're throwing the towel in.
I have a mechanic flying in. He's gonna give me a hang. The art is done. I mean, I cannot use a guy like that. You know, he's doing mistake after mistake after mistake. This is what comes out of it.
Frustrated, man. I should have stayed home. I didn't come down here to fly around, but I came down here to drive a truck.
I mean, he's trying to save face. Everybody can see that he knows all about trucking.
On the winter road to the village of Oxford House.
I guess they weren't lying when they said this road was going to be rough.
Lisa Kelly's just 20 miles from delivering her 15-ton payload for Team Polar.
Day two of this grader. I'm telling you, this grader is pretty needed right now. I don't see why this road is so bumpy. It just needs to be flattened out, like take some of the snow and fill in the holes. I'm sure it's not that easy. I don't know anything about road maintenance. I just know when it sucks.
An air leak will shut down the truck's braking system.
Oh, boy.
And she'll be out here for days waiting for a mechanic to replace the leaking valve.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to jump in the truck where it's warm and see if I can match my parts.
Unless she can do it herself.
So I need to find one the same size. So it's probably this. No, it's not that. Let's see here. So as long as it's the same size and fits. Okay, it looks like the piece we need, which is freaking awesome. Okay, here's my pieces. I'm ready. I took off the old piece because the line broke off of it. And now I'm putting it back together. I'm going to put this piece on first. There we go. Okay, that's as tight as it's gonna get without stripping
out of it.
We'll find out if it's fixed in a minute. All right, let's try it. Okay, let's see if I can get this thing to go. I don't hear it hissing right now, though. So far, so good, but I imagine it's going to take a little bit of bumps before it's going to start wearing it through again. I've been overusing my brain today. I've had to be creative in more ways than one.
The quick fix gets Lisa back on the road and into the delivery site at the town of Oxford House.
I made it. Awesome. Thank you. I was turning burn.
back in Winnipeg.
Right in the hole, girl, right in the hole.
Daryl Ward keeps the loads rolling in for Polar Industries.
This extra backhaul, you know, it helps Polar on the load count. You know, we are number one, and we'll stay number one.
But down the street at VP Express, loads aren't going anywhere, and Hugh's struggling to keep up with his rivals.
This is our first year, and we're trying to make a mark here, and that's what we want to do. I mean, had a few problems coming out of there and whatnot, but that's the way things go.
After 4 days on the road, new driver Todd Dewey's just getting back from his first run.
You know, my first situation up there, it was definitely a different routine for me. About halfway through the trip, you know, I was thinking, you know, is this what the kind of stress I'm going to have to deal with this whole freaking time?
And he's looking for answers from the boss.
We're going to have a meeting to get all this straightened out with the breakdowns, being stranded, you know, just a real bad lack of communications. And we'll see what the boss has to say. Yeah, I just wanted to come and kind of talk to you guys. You know, I had a few concerns. It was just the whole, you know, the whole communication thing.
Like, this is what it is. We have to deal with it all the time.
And I guess I'm just not used to that lack of, you know, communication. I know it's just, and obviously I'm learning it's different up here. It's a lot more tougher. I mean, I was so frustrated, and I'm the type of guy, I get so worked up, you know, over.
But remember, I told you right at the freaking beginning, brake comes loose, electrical always, right? Yeah. You've got to deal with it yourself.
At the end of the day, all we want is somebody that do their job and can drive that truck, can keep that truck on the road, can keep it coming home, and that's all we want over here. We don't need a whole bunch of yipping and yapping about it. We just want the guy to drive the truck and make us some money, and that's all we need over here.
Next time on Ice Road Truckers.
$1 million load and a dangerous road.
Polar Industries ups the ante.
This hydro project is multi-billions of dollars.
And at VP Express,
you can get them loads in there, you'll make a best spot full of money.
The boss doubles down.
I'm just going to keep going. I ain't even going to stop.
It's a high-stakes showdown on the ice.
I think Polar was already parked here. You know, I really don't give a
I'm shaking pretty good, actually.